Hey there, Firecrackers. Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher, your daily dose of get it done energy. Today, we're diving into a time management superpower, the Pomodoro technique. You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and you're staring at it like, should I just nap? Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, this technique will have you conquering tasks like a boss. First things first, the Pomodoro technique isn't about squeezing every last drop of productivity out of yourself. It's about working smarter, not harder, by breaking down your day into manageable chunks. Think of it as giving your brain mini vacations throughout the day to avoid burnout. Each Pomodoro, named after those cute little Italian tomatoes, yes, really, is 25 minutes of focused work followed by a 5-minute break. After 4 Pomodoros, you get a longer break around 50 minutes, 20 minutes to recharge and refocus. 5 key takeaways to supercharge your Pomodoro game. 1. Clear the clutter. Before starting your first Pomodoro, take a few minutes to declutter your workspace. A clear space equals a clear mind. Trust me, nothing kills momentum like battling rogue sticky notes or stacks of forgotten papers. 2. Set the stage. Ditch the distractions, silence those notifications, close unnecessary tabs on your computer, and let your housemates know you're in focus mode. You want to create an environment where deep work is possible. Think of it as building a mental fortress against procrastination. 3. Embrace the timer. Set a timer for 25 minutes and commit to working solely on one task during that time. No multitasking allowed. This focus burst helps you build momentum and achieve a sense of accomplishment. Imagine yourself as a laser-focused superhero tackling tasks with unwavering intensity. 4. Breaks are your best friend. Don't skimp on those breaks. Get up, stretch your legs, grab a healthy snack, or take a quick walk outside. A change of scenery can work wonders for your brain and help you return to your task feeling refreshed and recharged. Think of it as giving your brain a mini vacation, it deserves it. 5. Track your progress. After each Pomodoro, write down what you accomplished. This helps you stay accountable and visualize how much you're getting done. It's like seeing yourself level up in a video game. The satisfaction is real. Okay, picture this. You've got that big project due next week, but the sheer volume of tasks feels overwhelming. Instead of drowning in your to-do list, you decide to try the Pomodoro technique. You set a timer for 25 minutes and focus on just one small part of the project, maybe drafting an outline or gathering research. After that burst of focused energy, you take a quick break to stretch and grab a cup of coffee. You repeat this cycle, tackling each Pomodoro with renewed vigor. By breaking down your daunting project into manageable chunks, you find yourself making steady progress throughout the day. The feeling of accomplishment after completing each Pomodoro keeps you motivated, and before you know it, you've made significant headway on your project. It's like magic, right? Well, not quite. It's simply the power of focused effort and strategic breaks. So remember those 5 key takeaways. Clear your clutter, set the stage for success, embrace the timer, take those crucial breaks, and track your progress. The Pomodoro technique isn't just about getting things done. It's about reclaiming control over your time, boosting your productivity, and rediscovering the joy of accomplishment. Ready to unleash your inner productivity ninja? Give the Pomodoro technique a try. I'm cheering for you every step of the way. Don't forget to share your Pomodoro victories, tag me on social media, or leave a review. And remember, tomorrow is another day to crush it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.